Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Curvy Girl Sex 101 Body Positive Positions to Empower Your Sex Life is a 2017 sexual wellness guide by sex educator and sexologist L. Chase. Written for people who identify as curvy, fat, large, or plus-sized, as well as their partners, it challenges the assumption that body size restricts erotic possibility. Its central purpose is practical and cultural to offer adaptable ideas for physical comfort and pleasure, while confronting shame, exclusion, and narrow beauty standards that often shape sexual advice. The book combines an illustrated position guide with broader discussion of pleasure anatomy, communication, consent, toys, and erotic self-acceptance. Rather than presenting a single ideal body or a universal technique, Chase emphasizes adjustment, experimentation, and attention to individual comfort. The 101 position format gives the book a reference guide structure, while its body positive framing places those suggestions within a larger argument for sexual agency. It is an accessible resource in a genre that has often treated larger bodies as invisible or as problems to be solved. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, body positivity functions as a sexual access principle. The book treats body positivity as more than reassurance about appearance. It presents size-inclusive sexual knowledge as an access issue. Useful guidance must account for the ways body shape, mobility, reach, flexibility, stamina, and preferred pressure can differ among people. Conventional sex manuals frequently imply that a narrow range of bodies can perform their illustrated techniques without modification. Chase counters that implication by centering adaptation rather than asking readers to force themselves into an idealized pose. This shift matters because discomfort can be misread as personal inadequacy, when it may simply signal that an angle, surface, pace, or arrangement needs changing. The book therefore links confidence to practical problem solving. A reader is encouraged to treat a position as a starting point, not as a test that must be passed exactly as pictured. The approach also resists the cultural stereotype that fat people are either sexually undesirable or limited to a small set of sexual possibilities. By discussing pleasure directly and without pathologizing larger bodies, the guide makes room for curiosity, desire, and self-definition. Its body positive perspective is thus inseparable from its practical aim. Better sexual experiences depend on recognizing that bodies deserve accommodation, comfort, and pleasure rather than judgment. Secondly, position guidance prioritizes adaptation over athletic performance. The 101 position premise is organized around variety, but the relevant lesson is not simply novelty. Chase addresses positions from basic to more advanced, while supplying tips intended to help larger-bodied partners identify workable configurations. The book recognizes that a familiar position may be satisfying for one couple and unworkable for another, and that the same position can change substantially through small adjustments. Support under the hips or shoulders, altered body orientation, and changes in height or distance can improve stability and contact without turning sex into an endurance challenge. This is especially important because mainstream depictions often make flexibility look like a requirement for sexual competence. The guide instead frames comfort as information and encourages readers to discontinue or revise an approach that causes strain. Its emphasis on positioning aids, including purpose-built wedges and commonly available household supports, gives the advice a concrete application. These tools can reduce sliding, relieve pressure, and maintain a desired angle, making experimentation more sustainable. The underlying mechanism is straightforward. Better support frees partners to attend to sensation and connection, rather than balancing, bracing, or tolerating pain. In this respect, the book broadens the meaning of sexual creativity. Creativity is not acrobatic display. It is the collaborative adjustment of an experience to real bodies and real preferences. Thirdly, navigation icons make inclusivity operational, rather than merely stated. A notable design feature is the use of identifying icons that indicate practical characteristics of positions, such as whether they are compatible with strap-on play or comparatively easier on the giving or receiving partner. This system turns the book from a linear read into a navigable reference tool. Readers do not have to assume that every suggestion applies equally to their bodies, roles, equipment, or energy levels. Instead, they can scan for options that correspond to immediate needs and then adapt from there. The icons also support the book's stated inclusion across sexual identities and gender expressions. A guide that claims broad inclusion but structures every example around a single heterosexual script can leave many readers doing extra interpretive work. By signaling multiple forms of play and differing physical demands, Curvy Girl Sex reduces some of that burden. The feature is also useful for partners with unequal stamina, temporary soreness, or different preferences about initiative and control. It acknowledges that ease is relational. A position can be comfortable for one participant while difficult for another. That observation encourages couples and other partners to discuss who is doing what, who needs support, and what kind of contact they want. The book therefore joins visual organization to a larger ethic of usability. Inclusivity becomes visible in how readers select, assess, and modify advice, not only in the language of the introduction. Fourthly, pleasure education extends beyond penetrative positioning. Although positions provide the organizing framework, the book is described as covering pleasure anatomy, sex toys, erotica, and practical sexual hacks. This wider scope prevents the guide from reducing sexual satisfaction to penetration or to the successful completion of a named pose. Anatomy education can help readers identify what kinds of touch and stimulation are meaningful to them, while toy discussions expand the range of ways partners can create sensation. For people who have internalized size-based shame, this broader frame is significant because it redirects attention from how a body looks during sex to what that body experiences and enjoys. The book also addresses products and strategies with the needs of people of size in mind, recognizing that reach, handle length, body positioning, and ease of use can affect whether a tool is genuinely helpful. Its discussion of ordinary household items as possible aids similarly emphasizes resourcefulness over expensive or specialized performance. Erotica has a related role. It can provide imaginative material in which larger bodies are not absent, ridiculed, or desexualized. Taken together, these elements present sex as a field of options rather than a narrow sequence of acts. This is a practical corrective to manuals that offer technique without acknowledging desire, fantasy, accessibility, or the fact that different people define satisfying sex differently. The book supports experimentation, but it grounds that experimentation in attention to sensation and individual preference. Lastly, consent and communication anchor the book's empowerment message. Curvy Girl, Sex places consent and communication alongside its physical advice, making clear that better positioning alone cannot create an empowering sexual experience. Body image concerns can make it difficult for people to state what feels good, ask for a change, request support, or say that a position is uncomfortable. A body-positive sex guide has particular value when it counters this silence by treating preferences and boundaries as ordinary parts of intimacy. Chase's broader educational framing supports ongoing conversation rather than a one-time approval. Partners need to check whether pressure, pace, angle, and level of exertion remain comfortable as an encounter develops. This principle is especially relevant when trying unfamiliar positions, using toys, or exploring kink-related interests, where clear communication and trust are essential. The book does not present confidence as the absence of vulnerability. Instead, its practical orientation suggests that confidence can grow from having language for needs and from being treated as a full participant in sexual decision-making. The emphasis on consent also prevents body-positive advice from becoming another instruction to perform. Readers are not obligated to try every position or become more adventurous than they wish to be. The useful standard is mutual, informed, and pleasurable participation. By connecting bodily accommodation with respectful dialogue, the book frames sexual empowerment as both physical and interpersonal people deserve techniques that fit their bodies and relationships in which their comfort is believed and valued. In conclusion, Curvy Girl Sex is best suited to plus-sized and fat readers seeking sex education that does not treat their bodies as exceptions, along with partners who want more informed and considerate ways to explore intimacy. It may also be useful to readers of any size who value adaptable guidance, clearer communication, and a less performance-driven view of sexual pleasure. Its practical benefit lies in translating broad body acceptance into usable considerations, choosing supportive arrangements, adjusting angles, exploring toys and sensation, and discussing comfort without embarrassment. Intellectually, the book challenges a persistent limitation in mainstream sexual media, where supposedly universal instruction often assumes thin, highly flexible, conventionally paired bodies. Chase makes that assumption visible and offers an alternative without presenting larger bodies as defective or medically problematic. What distinguishes the book from a standard position manual is the integration of accessibility, body politics, and sexual agency. The 101 position structure offers concrete variety, while the navigation icons and attention to giver and receiver comfort make the material easier to us selectively. Its scope beyond positions, including anatomy, consent, toys, and erotica, further resists a narrow definition of sex. Readers looking for exhaustive clinical treatment or a substitute for individualized medical guidance may need additional resources. But within the sexual wellness genre, the book stands out as a focused, affirming guide that takes both physical realities and cultural stigma seriously. If you would like to support L. Chase, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.